Tonight from midnight, the complete Mercurys. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The B-Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
A little doggy barks. You might be able to hear Mrs. Badger moving her pot plant in a wheelbarrow. I was hanging out the window of my little house here in North Manchester, where autumn has descended. It's a Wednesday evening for me, but if you're listening to the broadcast as it goes out, it's 10 o'clock on a Sunday for you. If you're listening again on the iPlayer, it doesn't matter. I'm with you for the next 2 hours. The show is designed to be listened to wherever and whenever. Who the hell are you? I hear the nation scream. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Was that a nice little image of suburbia I cooked up for you there? I was quite proud of it. Oh, excuse me. I'm sat down now, and I will be for the next 2 hours, where I'm going to bring you loads of new tunes, loads of old tunes. We'll have our regular features. That was The Sky at Night, a snippet from Desert Island Discs. The Beckopedia will visit us, broadening our knowledge of music. And another criminal cover version will, of course, face the music in It Was Murder. I'll also be reading your emails, looking at the pictures that you've sent me in the gallery, and basically talking. Golden Sky, as I'm looking at right now as I pre-record the show, Golden Sky is a song by The Holidays. They're a three-piece from Australia. I've never heard of them before. I really like this tune. It's got something really up about it and summery. It's sort of reminiscent of the Vampire Weekend stuff, and I'm going to play one of their tunes later in the programme. But it also reminds me, and I'm not sure if the band would be flattered by this comparison, it also reminds me of Haircut 100. And I remember when I was about 12, cutting Mrs. Withers' garden for extra cash so I could afford the 12-inch A Fantastic Day. I met the lead singer of Haircut 100, Nick, whatever his name is, some years later. It wasn't the best encounter, if I'm honest, but let's not bitch, eh? Yeah, The Holidays, they're Australian. This, as well as reminding me of Haircut 100, it also reminds me of the band Cam, and maybe they'd favour that comparison a little more. Anyway, wherever and whenever you are, I hope you enjoy the show. We're here for 2 hours. Let's kick it off. Here's The Holidays and Golden Sky. celebratory stuff from the holidays. That was Golden Sky. I think we'll be hearing more from that band. What do you reckon?
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, a show of quality and distinction.
David Thompson has been in touch with a recommendation. I call them quirkily Songs for Guy. Eh? See what I've done there? If you've got a Song for Guy recommendation, and I mean recommendation rather than request, try and pick something you think I may not have heard before. It can be old, it can be new, it just has to be good. Send your recommendation to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk or just go find me on the Six Music website. Anyway, David Thompson's been in touch and he says, I'd really love you to play Otis Redding and Carla Thomas the song Tramp. Soul music brings out a host of emotions for me, says David. I've chosen this track above other soul music, stuff that I love, as I think it puts the King and Queen of Soul in such a fun duet. While the rhythm is quite traditional, it's the lyrics that bring the song into its own. On a more personal level, this is Victoria, my wife's favourite soul song. She has great memories of driving with her dad and listening to soul, the most vivid of which is this song. Every time I hear it, Guy, it makes me smile. Reminds me of special people in my life. But in a paradoxical way, Tramp was really about a couple having a slanging match, which I also found cool that a song about fighting couples can bring out nice memories for me. Please play it and cheers. Best to Mrs. Badger. Thank you very much, David. I absolutely love this song. It's a recommendation, I know. But I do actually know it. It reminds me of a lad called Paul Stabler who I went to school with. Paul and I used to get lifts to school. Our parents shared the driving to and from school. And Paul gave me a cassette. And one side was Listen Like Thieves by INXS, which I just loved, fell in love with. And on the B-side was a Motown compilation, which included this tune. So it makes me think of people I love as well. Lots of love to you, David, and to Victoria, and to her dad. Here we go. This is Otis Redding and Carla Thomas with Tramp.
Tramp.
You call me?
Tramp.
Well, you didn't.
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I tell you one doggone thing. It makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm a lover.
Had an opinion, didn't you?
That's all right, mama.
A tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillacs, 5 Lincoln, 4 Ford, 6 Mercury, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Oh, I'm a lover.
Really by me.
My mama was. My papa too.
What?
I'm gonna tell you what.
Well, tell me.
Yeah.
Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, that was Tramp, recommended by David Thompson. Do keep the Song for Guy recommendations coming in.
Weekdays from 5am on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins and I do the early breakfast show on 6 Music. My job is to make early mornings that little bit brighter.
Good morning.
Kick off at 5 o'clock, find out what everyone was doing the night before and why they're up so early, and bang in with some really perfect early morning music. I don't think anyone really chooses to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but as we all are, it's like a team effort.
Early breakfast with Chris Hawkins. Weekdays from 5am.
BBC 6 Music.
Six.
Music. Guy blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
So if we're talking about songs that evoke memories, then I think this next tune will remind me of the summer just gone. I absolutely adore it. It was one of my favourite sets at Glastonbury. I wasn't at Glastonbury, but I heard quite a lot of the live music on the excellent coverage that the BBC provided for us all. And I played this tune on my show. This is Beach House and Zebra. What I love about this tune is the chord progression on the chorus. Really unusual, really amazing. It's from the album Teen Dream, and it's astonishing. Here's Beach House. Thank you. From the album Teen Dream, that was Beach House and Zebra. Absolutely love that song. It's time now, once again, for the greatest radio item ever recorded. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1973, in international news, the merger of Egypt and Libya was postponed this week, although they did agree to set up an assembly to decide how the countries would merge and who'd be president. In Chile, President Salvador Allende appointed General Pinochet commander-in-chief of the army. Sadly, Allende didn't live to regret this, as a month later, Pinochet led the military coup that murdered him and overthrew the government. Pinochet remained military dictator until 1990 and head of the army until 1998. In advertising news, this week in 1973, Samaritaine department store in Paris caused controversy when it used the Queen in an advert. Played by actress Huguette Funfrock, real name, Huguette Funfrock, she was depicted leaving the store with a crown. In accident news, 3,500 gallons of white wine poured down the streets of Folkestone this week after a road tanker from Vienna overturned in the town. Same thing happened with a full swing pop delivery van near my house when I grew up in Bury. We got all the unbroken bottles and every kid on the estate was hyperactive with a purple moustache for weeks. It became currency, and I remember that one bottle of cream soda being worth was worth two dandelion and burdocks and three Coke or lemonades or whatever. Anyway, it sounds like a Danny Boyle script, doesn't it? It should be a Danny Boyle script. Anyway, back to 1973. In royal news, Princess Anne and her fiancé, Captain Mark Phillips, had their first official engagement this week when they attended the premiere of the film version of Jesus Christ Superstar. Later in the week, Princess Anne and six of the British riders flew to Kiev for European equestrian, becoming the first member of the royal family to visit the Soviet Union since before the Russian Revolution. In football news, football's governing body FIFA revealed the mascots for the 74 World Cup. The pair were called Tip and Tap, and they were expected to raise $100,000 from British firms alone. In crime news, in the US, former policeman Edwin Gaudette surrendered to police near Taos in New Mexico after threatening to kill President Nixon. Nixon had cancelled a motorcade through New Orleans because of the threat, and among his other beliefs, Gaudette claimed that the Pope was head of the Mafia. In health scare news, an Oxford University statistician claimed this week that tea drinking may affect the brains of unborn babies. Tell Tony Benn that. Hurricane Brenda caused devastation in Mexico this week, leaving 300,000 Mexicans homeless, very sadly. And on Nationwide on British TV this week, Brian Ash investigated a string of UFO sightings near Warminster in Wiltshire. Locals were seeing an average of two flying saucers a week. Okay. In chart news in the UK, Donny Osmond was at number one with Young Love, his third and final chart topper, and Bobby Darin performed his last ever concert at the Las Vegas Hilton. He died in December 20th, 1973, following open heart surgery. He was only 37, bless him. 10cc made their live debut at the Palace Lido on the Isle of Man, and we'll hear from them in just a second. And this week in 1973, I measured about 1.6 centimetres and all my organs, muscles and nerves were beginning to function. In my brain, apparently, nerve cells were branching out to connect with one another, forming primitive neutral pathways, and my hands and feet lost their webbed appearance and I began to grow eyelids and, I'm happy to say, genitals. But more importantly, in Patrick news on the Sky at Night this week, our hero, Sir Patrick Moore, discussed new radar maps of Venus, which revealed shallow craters, and he talked about her impenetrable atmosphere of carbon dioxide. Big stuff. Great man. And that was the Sky at Night that week that was.
lazy ways, we lazy ways, you get lost on the
That was 10cc and Lazy Ways.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
Home Life are a band from Manchester who have got a new tune out on the 13th of September called Lincoln Square. It might be about the Lincoln Square in Manchester, but I dare say there's quite a few of them worldwide. They number as the stars, the member of Home Life, and change all the time, but this is a really great record. As I say, out on the 13th of September, this is Home Life with Lincoln Square.
Here I go, I'm losing myself in you. You're a good place to be lost. Now I'm noticing people go by in a crowded midday rush. Now you've set yourself free. Make it easy for me. Make it easy on me. 'Cause I'm exactly where I want to be. In the middle with you. Drinking coffee in Lincoln Square. Did you know waiting all this time? Whispering to my ear, soft and clear, moving close. I'll tell you I'm always there, with your head lay on my shoulder, in the middle where we two sit, holding hands along the wall, pinching ourselves, we're here. Drinking coffee in Lincoln Square. Did you know I was waiting all this time? Just how you're feeling. I'm not pushing and I won't. It's the wonder that we got here. Breathing easy, easy talking. These are the things we've missed. You're my best friend, you're my life. I'm happy to be your man. And all my love is yours. Yeah, I'm exactly where want to be, in the middle with you. Drinking coffee in Lincoln Square. Did you know I was waiting all this time?
I love it. That was Home Life and Lincoln Square out on the 13th of September. Vetiver came in for a live session many moons ago. Lovely lads they are. They used to be Devendra Banhart's backing band. This tune's from an album called Tight Knit. It's called Sister.
Sister, come back home. Mama Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II were already well-established names in musical theatre when they wrote their first show together. Although they'd both had triumphs with previous partnerships, it was nothing compared to the stupendous successes they created together, the first of which, Oklahoma, ran for over 2,000 performances on Broadway and won a special Pulitzer Prize. It was one of the first musicals to actively drive the plot forward with its songs, fully integrating them into a coherent storyline and presenting the audience with beautifully crafted numbers that were by turns romantic, witty, and dramatic, including the wickedly funny lament, "Poor Judy's Dead." In an effort to rid himself of his love rival, cowboy Curly McLean tries to persuade the moody and taciturn farmhand Judd Fry that killing himself would be a suitably dramatic gesture. It's laden with thinly veiled insults, delivered with alacrity by Curly and innocently echoed by Judd. From the playfully funereal melody to the skillfully savage lyrics, it's a sparkling example of a writing partnership that would dominate musical theatre for many years to come. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. All gather round his coffin now and cry. He had a heart of gold, and he wasn't very old. Oh, why did such a fella have to die? Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene. He's all laid out to rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean.
And then the preacher'd get up and he'd say, "Folks, we are gathered here to mourn and groan over our brother Judd Fry, who hung himself up by a rope in a smokehouse." And then there'd be weeping and wailing from some of those women. And then he'd say, "Judd was the most misunderstood man in his territory. People used to think he was a mean, ugly felon, call him a dirty skunk, an ornery pig stealer. But the folks that really knowed him, knowed beneath them two dirty shirts he always wore, there beat a heart as big as all outdoors.
As big as all outdoors.
Judd Fry loved his fellow man.
He loved his fellow man.
He loved the birds of the forest and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin in the barn. And he treated the rats like equals." Which was right. He loved all the little children. He loved everything and everybody in the world. Only he never let on. So nobody ever knowed it.
Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell, because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead, a candle lights his head. He's laying in a coffin made of wood.
Wood.
And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad. And now they know their friend has gone for good.
Good.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head.
He's looking oh so pretty and so nice. He looks
like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep. But it's summer and we're running out of ice. Oh, John. Oh, John.
BBC Six Music at the Mercury's. We'll be live from the awards on September 7th. But in the build-up to the night, Six Music is bringing you each of the nominees' albums, narrated by the artists themselves.
How we wrote the record and how we recorded it.
The Complete Mercury's.
It's been described in one of the reviews as gothic pop, which we quite like. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
First, I Am Clute take you through their nominated album.
This record's going to do things for Clute because of where John's songwriting has recently gone.
And each weekday leading up to the awards, there's a new narrated album to download from the Six Music website. The Complete Mercury's starts tonight from midnight.
BBC Six Music.
Six
Music.
Guy blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Courtesy of the wonderful Beckopedia, that was Rodgers and Hammerstein, Poor Judd is Dead. Thank you very much, Beck. Vampire Weekend are another band that I remember summer just gone for. In particular this tune, this is Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, and it's great.
Feel so natural, Peter Gabriel.
Vampire Weekend and Cape Cod Quasa Quasa. It reminds me very much of Paul Simon's stuff. I'm sure it's been said many times. It also reminds me of Jonathan Richman's stuff. Something to do with that deconstruction of rich, educated American kids. Remind me very much of that. But a great band and a fantastic summer they had as well. Another song for Guy now from Charlotte in Clapton. The song is Captain Beefheart's Her Eyes Are a Blue Million Miles. She says, I love the way he sounds so genuine, singing about a girl's eyes like he saw them and thought they deserved a song. The lyrics are simple and full of longing. My ex-boyfriend put it on a mix CD he gave me a few years ago. Then at the end of the email, she says, I love you and your show, Guy. You seem like the nicest person. Thanks. Ah, well, I love you too, Charlotte, and you seem very nice also. I wonder if your eyes are blue. No, I don't wonder, actually. I know you've got blue eyes.
I look at her and she looks at me. In her eyes I see the sea. I don't see what she sees in a man like me. She says she loves me. Her eyes, yeah, her eyes. Her eyes are a blue million miles. Far as I can see, she loves me. Her eyes, yeah, her eyes are a blue million miles. Far as I can see, she loves me. Yeah, her eyes, yeah, her eyes are a blue million miles. She sees in a man like me, and she says she loves me. Yeah, her eyes. Yeah, her eyes are a blue million miles. Yeah, her eyes. Yeah, her eyes. Oh, her eyes are a blue million miles.
Song for Guy recommendation from Charlotte Reed. That was Captain Beefheart and Her Eyes Are a Blue Million Miles. Thanks, Charlotte. This next tune is from Bowerbird's first album, Hymns for a Dark Horse. The members of Elbow often play each other new music, and we pretty much know after 20 years playing together when one or two of us are going to like a song or when all of us are going to like it. And we were all massively impressed, not just by the very poignant lyrics of this next song, but how they've managed to do so much with very little. There's three members of the band, and from what I can tell, the lead guy sings and plays guitar. There's a stand-up percussionist rather than a drummer, and the lead singer's girlfriend, who is also quite a celebrated American painter, plays the strings and also the accordion. Have a listen to how much they've achieved in this tune with just those very basic bits of instrumentation. Once again, from the album Hymns for a Dark Horse, this is Bowerbirds and La Denigration.
Mm-hmm. with a belly full of bread. We lay heavy on the earth, tethered to our words, and try so hard not to stutter. Though I don't know what for, 'cause each one has eyes in the honest places, but we'll turn wonder into weeds. Stab me in the back, I'll scratch yours. Lord, have mercy on us both. Of us, or the violence that walks among us. 'Cause each one has eyes in the honest places, but we'll turn wonder. Oh, the weight of bricks on bricks down to our feet, and our feet are failing ships that soon do sink, and the sea is land, and yes, the land is as soon. And the sea is land, and the land is sea. Oh me, oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh my mother, have put us down. Oh, my mother, have put us down. For a nap upon the basin, La Denigración.
La Denigración by Bowerbirds from the album Hymns for a Dark Horse. I love it.
Six Music.
Guy blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Active Child have re-released this song. I believe it came out on an EP back in May. It deserves a re-release. I think it's awesome. It's called I'm in Your Church Tonight. Thank you.
BBC. Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Heart.
Velvet Underground and Venus in Furs. I absolutely love it. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. Timeless, beautiful, classic music. I love that song. And you know, timeless, beautiful, classic music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. A Victim, created in 1934 by Warren and Dubin, was a favourite of starry-eyed lovers everywhere, especially fans of the Flamingos. But born in an age of innocence, it was particularly vulnerable to the repeated and merciless attacks that followed. Already convicted for an earlier keyboard killing, Klaus Wurlitzer Wunderlich pulled out all the stops to perpetrate an appalling foxtrot frenzy that left it dizzy and disorientated. In an astounding assault on the Great American Songbook, a rasping Rod Stewart attempted to turn on the charm while slowly scratching away at it with his sandpaper sound. Painful, but no permanent damage was done. Then, armed with orchestra and cloying chorus, a murderous Max Bygraves wailed his way through a nauseating nightmare of warbles and flourishes that brought it close to collapse. But when the Jeff Love singers, all smiles and perfect harmonies, swooped in like a choir of seductive sirens to nice it to death, this once beautiful ballad suffered, and it was murder. No more, please.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Yeah.
maybe millions of people
go
by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Mercifully, eventually, The Flamingos and I Only Have Eyes For You. More moida next week. Gordon Harris has been in touch. He says, "Dear Guy, I recommend this as a song, as I'm sure you've heard of the Earlys. They do the Christmas thing with you and Mark Riley for one thing. Could you please play either Morning Wonder or One of Us Is Dead? I'd love to hear it on the radio. Yours sincerely, Gordon Harris." Cheers, Gordon. The BBC Radio 2, 4 and 6 Christmas party took place opposite the BBC North building around Christmas time. So you can picture that, everything that's broadcast from 2, 4 and 6, all those radio stations, all those people get together and have a Christmas party together. So my Christmas party this year, my office Christmas party this year, started with sneaking out for cigs with Radio 4's Jenny Murray. And it ended at 2 o'clock in the morning with me and Christian from the Earlys on the dance floor roaring at each other, is the only way I can put it. Yeah, great bunch of lads, though. They've become something more than just a band to Manchester. They back up everybody. They're a wonderful bunch of people. They're actually, a bunch of them are on tour with I Am Clute doing extra instrumentation off their record at the minute. And I absolutely love their music and I love this song. Thanks for getting in touch, Gordon. Thanks very much. This is One of Us Is Dead by the wonderful Earlys.
T-shirt today.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
That was My Mates the Earlies with One of Us Is Dead. Gordon Harries recommended that and Thomas O'Donoghue recommended the next song. It's from Laura Veers, who you know is a favourite of mine. I absolutely love her music. I've only discovered her stuff while being on Six Music. It was Gideon Coe that first played her music. I heard it and fell in love with it. She's fantastic. Thomas says, Guy, I recommend this track from Laura Veers. It's off a compilation by Comes With A Smile magazine. I say attributed because I requested it at her show a few months back and she didn't have a clue what I was talking about. I spoke to her after the show and I think she vaguely recalled doing it, but either way, it's a lovely track. Hope you enjoy it. Keep up the good work, Tom. I do love this song, Tom. I'd never heard it before you recommended it, but it's simple nostalgia and I'm, as you might imagine, a sucker for simple nostalgia. Here's Laura Veers. This is Flotsam and Jetsam.
On our sleeves, always delirious when we're 17. Lolita and howls spilling from our mouths and blooming at our feet. With a heart of 17. Jumps, massaging the lumps, gloved hands in a squeeze. To beat out red and purple dreams with a heart of 17. Thank you.
Lovely. Recommended by Thomas O'Donoghue. That was Laura Veers and Flotsam and Jetsam. I'm a huge fan of the programme The Wire. Anyone who loves a box set loves The Wire. This tune was on in the background of a scene for about 30, 40 seconds. I only needed to hear that much of it to know that I wanted to know what it was. So using Shazam, which if you don't know what it is, it's a service that names music for you. You point your telephone at a speaker and Shazam does the rest and sends you the name of the song that you're listening to. I Shazammed it and found out that it was a live version of So Fine by Chambers Brothers. So I downloaded it and here it is. Here's Chambers Brothers with So Fine. This is great. Yeah!
That makes my baby so fine. That makes my baby. baby so fine. That makes my baby so fine. Whoa, my baby so fine. She blows my mind. She blows my mind. My baby blows.
Was a live version of So Fine by Chambers Brothers. Absolutely love it. Time now for another snippet from the Desert Island Discs archive. This is Peter O'Sullivan, who is a legendary sports commentator, if you didn't know already, explaining a few tricks of the trade.
Let's talk about the voice first of all, Peter, your trademark. How much did you work on it in the early days, cultivate it?
Frankly, Sue, not at all. It's just my voice. Maybe I've modified my pace a bit. I'm told that I used to speak very much too quickly, and so I tried to slow down. But, of course, you have to talk quite fast to keep pace with a racehorse.
What you've cultivated, I'm saying you have, you say you haven't, is that sort of monotone, as it were, in the non-pejorative sense, that this unbiased, cool, straight approach.
Yes, because I think one has to remember that as a commentator on a sport in which so many listeners or viewers have a pecuniary interest, you're inevitably a purveyor of ill tidings to the majority, and not only a purveyor of ill tidings, but you're held partially accountable for them. So I think
they blame the messenger.
Well, exactly. Yes, I think the fewer colourful phrases and the more precise one is, at the same time trying to keep pace with the tempo of a race, which I find so exciting every time, is really one's remit.
Next piece of music, Peter.
Well, a classic bit of jazz, marvelous bit of writing, Dave Brubeck and Take Five. Thank you.
From Peter O'Sullivan's Desert Island Discs, that was Dave Brubeck and Take 5. I've not played any Joanna Newsom on the programme for a while, one of the reasons being that her last record, most of the tunes are about 17 minutes long. I don't like editing songs, so it's difficult to play stuff on the radio. I'm sure it wasn't a consideration. But anyway, I've gone back to The Milk-Eyed Mender, which is a previous album of hers that I love very much. This tune's called Engalop. And have a listen to the lyrics, they're inspired. This is Joanna Newsom. beautiful Joanna Newsom. Beautiful. That's from the Milk-Eyed Men. That's called En Galop. And if you've never seen Joanna Newsom, you should see her too, as well as hear her. She's one of the most beautiful creatures that was ever made.
BBC Six Music.
So I'm Mark Riley, and hang on a second. Just letting something run in.
Monday evening from 7, Mark Riley.
Strike a light, that is wonderful.
Join Mark for top guests and live sessions.
Plus classic tracks and cutting-edge music.
When you're looking through your cupboards just to think, oh, what should I play, what should I play?
Mark Riley.
It makes me smile.
Monday to Thursday evenings from 7.
This sounds kind of scurrilous to me.
BBC Six Music.
Time now for the gallery. Gerald's been in touch. He says, Guy, I listen again while working in my workshop in Somerset. You asked for flying dreams. I was in a field and took hold of the top part, business end, of a traditional pitched roof bird table, without first realising it contained some miniature ponies. He then goes on to describe the most bizarre flying dream I've ever heard. He then says, oh, he points out something actually. Last week I was talking about the unusual language used by somebody who emailed in. Fast and bulbous, he points out, is a Captain Beefheart lyric. Well, I embarrassed myself there, didn't I? Apologies to whoever wrote that email. He's attached a photograph of a long-nosed starling in his back garden for the gallery. Oh, yes, hello, big nose. What a lovely birdie. Okay, that's going in the gallery. Tobias has been in touch, Tobias Watkin. He says he heard the show for the first time on Sunday and now he'll be listening every week. Thank you very much. When you mentioned you were looking for circles on the photo gallery, I thought I've got a great one for that. This is a photo of my friend Kiera doing a fire poi. Is it called fire poi? That's when you've got ropes that are on fire spinning them around. I saw somebody set her head on fire with it once. Shouldn't have laughed, but I did. Anyway, this is his friend Kiera doing fire poi on the beach at Dunwich in Suffolk. We were there celebrating my 22nd birthday, says Tobias. Nothing beats a nice fire with friends on the beach with BBC Six providing some good tunes. Thank you very much, Tobias, and thanks for the lovely image as well. It is a fascinating circular fire poi image. It will be on my webpage. Michael Bennett says, here's a circular picture you might like. Uncle arriving for tea with some homegrown veg on the back of his Bantam for my mum. Cheers from Michael. Michael, I am stunned. This is my favourite circular image that I've ever seen. To describe it to you, it's the friendliest man you've ever seen on an old school bicycle with some fresh veg on the back of it. And it's made circular by the fact that the backdrop is a huge McVitie's rich tea biscuit. Michael, I love it. Do go and have a listen. Go and have a listen if you like, but perhaps more practical to have a look at this image that Michael sent me. It is heartwarming. Thank you very much, Michael. And Neil Ard has been in touch. No sign of the Garvey Badger Summit talks in the gallery. Was it because it wasn't circular? We forgot to put his image up, but we'll do it. Go and have a look. Go and have a look at this image. Me and Badger. I love it. Thanks very much for all your submissions to the gallery. Please do keep them coming. I think now we should have this tune by Joni Mitchell. It's one of my favourites. It's called Little Green.
She's lost to you, little green.
he's a non-conformer, just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow, just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretend. Sending home, so you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. A little green, have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be
Auntie Joni and Little Green from the album Blue. I love Joni Mitchell. I've said it before, but my mate Neil doesn't. He calls her Moni Mitchell. I think that's pretty out of order. This next tune's from Olaf Arnalds. It's called Crazy Car. It's out on the 6th of September. I've never come across Olaf's music before, if that is indeed a name. But this is a great song. Check it out.
Here's a song, beautiful, so bright and young.
You got mojo,
you got soul, full of colors, pearls and poetry, climbing over cemetery walls, watering the sea. Fire is fire, that is all.
Don't go in the crazy car. Stream of gold from your guitar. Good old Lolita.
You're a diva, you are strong. Baby, what the hell is wrong?
What is wrong with vanity? Why not just embrace it? A pop star is a pop star. Don't go in the crazy car.
Your home, here are your friends waiting still
Please, please think inside the box. Only for a moment. We have made it circle shape for you. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go in the crazy car.
Once again, out on the 6th of September, that was Olaf Arnalds, that's OLOFARNALDS, and it's called Crazy Car. There was an episode of The Simpsons where they had an advert in the background, which was a huge mechanised monster picking up a car to eat it, and all I remember about it was the voiceover saying, featuring Marlon Brando as the voice of Truckosaurus, and this machine is holding this car aloft, and he says, I don't know whether to kiss you or eat you, you crazy car. I wonder if it's anything to do with that song. Anyway, Olaf Arnalds and Crazy Car. This next tune is from Björk. I think her album Vespertine is just a work of art. Absolutely beautiful. If you don't own it, you should. Once again, Björk's Vespertine. Even if you're not a fan of Björk normally, it's such an intricate, delicate, beautiful record. This song is no exception. It's called Harm of Will.
Yeah.
Bjork with Harm of Will. That brings us, sadly, to the end of another show. I've enjoyed myself immensely. I'll see you all back here next week. Have a wonderful time in the meantime. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Ian and everyone who helps me put the show together. Thanks to the Beckopedia for her wonderful contributions. Thanks for all your Song for Guy recommendations and your pictures for the gallery. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.